'Twas the Year Before Christmas gives children a chance to step back in time. As they travel through history, they are among the first to hear the glad news. Listen, God's promise of a Messiah is about to be fulfilled. Approximately 20 minutes long, this musical is written by Ruth Elaine Schramm and Scott Schramm for unison or optional two-part voices, and is great for church children's choirs, Sunday schools, or Christian schools. Following are excerpts from 'Twas the Year Before Christmas.
Welcome, dear friends, come one and come all, as we turn back the clock here in this hall. Together we'll watch the events unfold, see the promise fulfilled that the prophets foretold. Our story begins many, many years ago. The Lord revealed to the prophet Isaiah that a Savior would come. Isaiah said,
"Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel."
Hundreds of years went by, but it was still many, many years ago. 'Twas a year before the very first Christmas, a year before the world had ever heard the name Jesus. It was during the time of King Herod. In those days, there lived a very old couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were faithful servants of God. They had been married for many years, but had no children. Zechariah was a priest. And one day, while he was in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared before him. Gabriel said,
"God has sent me with great news. You and your wife will be blessed with a baby, and you will name him John. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit and prepare the way for the Lord."
Zechariah was so surprised that at first he did not believe Gabriel. Then Gabriel told Zechariah he would not be able to speak until the baby was born. Later, still many, many years ago, 'twas months before the very first Christmas, months before the world had ever heard the name Jesus. Gabriel was sent by God to visit a young woman named Mary. Mary was engaged to Joseph of Nazareth, who was a descendant of King David. Gabriel said,
"Rejoice, Mary, you are blessed among women. Do not be afraid. You will have a baby boy, and he will be the Son of God."
It was only a few months before Christmas, and the time came for Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, to give birth.
Can you believe Zechariah and Elizabeth have a baby? They're old enough to be my grandparents.
John the Baptist is his name. Our salvation he'll proclaim. He will tell the wondrous story of the heaven-born Prince of Glory.
Prepare the way for the
was the day before that very first Christmas. Mary and Joseph had traveled to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. And while they were there, Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger.
The Christian friends rejoiced.